In order to lead you to the top of your professional career, you need to focus on three areas for your continued growth and improvement. They are your success triangles, attitude, behavior, and technique. In previous program segments, you heard about the Sandler Selling System and some new techniques, like using the Sandler Submarine to structure your sales calls, reversing, and stripping line. These sales techniques help improve your selling skills. But how effective you are in actual buyer-seller situations depends on the self-awareness and confidence we'll talk about on this CD.
Technique training without behavior and attitude training will increase your sales short-term, but technique training alone will not take you to the top. You see, the problem is that the technique side to selling is relatively easy to learn, but much more difficult to really understand and put into practice. Why is that? Well, it's because selling is mostly conceptual, not technical or mechanical. Conceptually, you have to be comfortable incorporating these techniques into your own personality. All of us have a tendency to filter what we learn, which sometimes makes it difficult to put into practice what we've been taught. This session is designed to help you make the connection between technical and conceptual. You've probably already seen the diagram of the Sandler Success Triangle with your President's Club program. Recall the large triangle with the word success in the center. Beginning at the top point of the success triangle, see the word attitude. At its right-hand point, see the word technique. And at the left-hand point, see the word behavior. Let's start with the top point of the success triangle, attitude. Why is attitude on top? Well, it's because your attitude drives everything. That is, what you believe to be true will affect what you think, feel, and do in your life. This is your way of looking out on the world, and your outlook will either be positive or negative. So this means that your beliefs filter the way you look at the world, and your beliefs will generate either a positive or negative feeling about whatever's going on in your world, so that you end up with a certain attitude, either positive or negative. A person is only going to perform in a manner that is consistent with how he sees himself conceptually. And this is based on the mindset or outlook that he brings to the table when he comes to work in the morning. And when I say outlook, outlook starts from within. For example, if you're one of the top two producers in your company and you both resign tomorrow, chances are, wherever you go, you will both reach the top again. Why? You will have received the same training as the other salespeople. You will be selling the same product or service. You'll be working from the same leads. The difference is your outlook, your attitude. You take that with you wherever you go. Attitude means the set of beliefs you have and how you feel inside at any given moment in time. As you are probably aware, your feelings can fluctuate, not only from day to day, but from moment to moment and from call to call. Here's a Sandler trainer with an example.
You come to work feeling great. You get on the telephone to make sales calls and you get the wind knocked out of you. Suddenly you go from a 10 on the 0 to 10 scale to a 3. You spend the rest of the morning trying to get your attitude back up so you can pick up the phone again. If that happens, of course, that's a sign that you're struggling with your self-image. The impact that a single event can have on your attitude is a measurement of how strong your self-image is at any given point of time. A catastrophic event can have a different emotional impact on different people, depending on each person's self-image. People with the strongest self-image experience the least impact when something negative occurs. That's why it's so critical to keep your self-concept strong. Your mental, physical, and spiritual self. That's when water truly rolls off your back, like a duck. That's good. So, your self-image falls under your attitude triangle.
When does an attitude begin? Your attitude will start in the first few seconds after you wake up in the morning. How long does it take you to have your first thought about going to work? And some mornings when you wake up, what's your first thought? Ugh, this is going to be a tough day. Well, that first thought could shape your feelings for the entire day. The key is that your every thought is accompanied by an emotion, a positive or negative feeling. What emotion would you attach to your very first thought this morning? Think back to this morning when you woke up and thought about your day. What was on your agenda? All right, how long before you had your first thoughts about today? Within seconds of waking up, right? What was the emotion? Can you remember the emotion you felt that accompanied that thought? It's in there. It's stored in your subconscious mind. Was it a sense of expectancy or feeling good? Was it negative? Were you frightened? Did you get that not-in-your-belly feeling? Now just think. It's Wednesday morning. You are having a rotten week, a rotten month, and your first thought is, oh no, I have to go in there today and make 35 calls. It's hopeless. I make 35 calls. I mean, what's the point? Why bother? But the emotion that accompanies that kind of thought is called despair or resignation. You can determine someone's attitude by understanding what their feeling is the moment they have that first thought about work. Visualize the smaller triangle sitting on top of the success triangle. This is called the attitude triangle. A Sandler trainer fills us in.
There are three things that you must feel good about and, more importantly, have belief in. One is you. Two is your company. And three is your marketplace. The top point on the attitude triangle is you. You must believe in you. How you feel about yourself will determine your attitude. In the lower left point of the attitude triangle, see the word company. You can wake up in the morning and feel good about yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually, and then suddenly you think about going to work. You experience a knot in your belly. Or the opposite might be true. You feel good about going to work. How you feel about your company's products or services, your role in the company, and your relationship with fellow workers also impacts your attitude. The third point of the attitude triangle is the marketplace. Isn't it true that the marketplace has an impact on your attitude? Let's pretend that you feel great about yourself. You feel good about your company and your products, about the role that you play within your company, and your relationships with your coworkers. But you don't believe that the marketplace can support your efforts. What is your attitude about picking up the phone and making calls if you feel this way? It's called the what's the point attitude. Why should I beat my head against the wall until I'm bloody? So these three things have a significant impact on your attitude: your belief in yourself, your belief in your company, and your belief in your marketplace. You've got to work on all three to be the best that you can be. You've got to feel good about yourself, you've got to feel good about your company, and you've got to feel good about your market. But if you have to prorate the importance of these three areas in terms of percentages, what percentage would you assign to you? David Sandler believed that 80% should be assigned to you, the only area that you are able to control. This is the you that you bring to work in the morning, the mental, the physical, the spiritual you. And your self-concept is based on the strength of your mental, emotional self, your physical self, and your spiritual self.
We call the top triangle, that's the one above the attitude triangle, the you triangle, or the self-concept triangle. That's your identity, what we call your I. When your I is real strong, negative events can happen and they just roll off your back. If you get beaten up by someone on the telephone, you just pick up that phone again within seconds. You'll find that people with a strong self-concept are much less impacted by what's going on in their company and in their marketplace than people who have a low self-image. People with a low self-image start to externalize their problems when things aren't going very well. In contrast, when things go wrong with people who have a strong self-image, they look inside themselves and see just what they can do to change things. They take responsibility for their results, and they don't blame others.